Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on government's commitment for sustainable and modern railway network. The participants are Jaya Verma Sinha, former chairperson, Railway Board, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Mrs. Jaya Verma Sinha, who's a former chairperson of the Railway Board. And today, we would be talking about the government's commitment for a sustainable and modern railway network. Ma'am, it's good to have you on this program and discussion.
Thank you so much.
So I would like to begin by asking you about what is the strategy of the Indian Railways in terms of its fiscal discipline, operational efficiency, and accommodating subsidies and minimum fares for the benefit of passengers and businesses so that passengers and freight traffic can be moved effectively all across the country.
I would like to bring to focus the fact that since 2020, railways have not increased their fares. They have remained unchanged, and we are carrying roughly 2 crore passengers every day in more than 18,000 trains per day. Even the cargo that we are carrying is growing incrementally, and even during the COVID, Indian Railways continued their operations, and all the essential commodities, including movement of people when no other means of transport was available, was done by the railways. And with that kind of service and that kind of delivery in place, Indian Railways is moving forward to ensure that the network transforms into a modern and a sustainable network, which is capable of taking care of the requirement of the 1.4 billion Bharatvasis that we have. And railways remains the most preferred mode of transport for the masses. And therefore, the requirement to ensure that we have adequate infrastructure and adequate capacity to carry all the passengers which need to travel on the train is in place. So with that in mind, if we see in the past 5 years, the kind of capex which has come into the Indian Railways is huge. It is increased manifold. And for the past 3 years, in fact, it has been 2 lakh crore plus, and it is being sustained. That is because there is a vision of the government to ensure that the network is capable of carrying the number of passengers which are envisaged for 2030 and 2047. So with that kind of a vision in place, the network is being augmented. And it's not just the infrastructure, it is also transformative technologies which are being brought in so that safety is ensured, efficiency is ensured, and we have an efficient and cost-effective system in place. At the same time, we are also focused on bringing sustainability to the transport network so that the commitment of the country towards COP30 and the vision of Indian Railways to meet the targets of Scope 1 is in place for 2025. We will be fully electrified in 2025. And in 2030, we are looking to be net zero, with the focus on ensuring that the energy requirement is being met by renewable sources of energy and greener sources of energy.
We will, of course, go into the sustainability factor in terms of the operational efficiency and the fuel that drives the Indian Railways. Let's have a look at the budgetary allocation right now. 2.5 lakh crore rupees is this financial year's budgetary allocation. If you look at the performance of the Indian Railways, revenue of 2.78 lakh crore rupees versus expenses that you mentioned earlier of 2.75 lakh crore rupees. So we are actually in surplus instead of the legacy of deficit that the Indian Railways has always suffered from. How do you explain this type of turnaround in terms of accounting for the Indian Railways, especially now?
Actually, I would like to put it in perspective that Indian Railways has always managed to take care of its expenditure. The COVID years were bad when we dipped and we went below the expenditure. And after that, the recovery has come. So the recovery is significant after the COVID years. And now we are ensuring that the amount that we need to take care of our expenses are being generated from our revenues. And so that is how we are revenue surplus at this point of time.
There are more metrics as well. The cost of travel per kilometer by train is ₹1.38. And the passengers charge 73 paise per kilometer by train. So we're talking about a 47% subsidy on the fare right now. So how does the government accommodate almost 60,000 crore rupees worth of subsidy into its expenses?
See, again, as I pointed out, that the government is committed to ensuring that this mode of travel remains the most affordable mode of travel for the masses. And therefore, this kind of 60,000 rupees crore is a social obligation that the government is ready to pay. And this 47% subsidy is continuing and will continue because the commitment is that we will keep the travel completely affordable for the people because there is a lot of movement within the country. Our country is huge and the railway network is the most relied upon transport network for everyone. So we will ensure that the fares are going to remain affordable. Wherever we can bring in economy, wherever we can take care of revenue from other sources, that is being augmented.
Mrs. Sinha, could you give us another perspective in terms of the intensity or the depth of travel across certain lines and the cross subsidy that the railway actually carries out on a year-in, year-out basis? Because there are lines which are busy, there are lines which are not busy. But you have to keep each and every line operational.
Yes. If we look at this 67,000 kilometer network that we have of Indian Railways all across the country, only 20% or 30% of this network, which we call the high density network and the golden quadrilateral and the diagonals connecting the major cities, which is carrying the maximum amount of traffic. So 40% to 50% of our traffic is moving along these lines and they're completely saturated. The most of these networks are already double, that is two line, and many of them have third and fourth line in place and or is being put in place. But even then, we are finding that this network is completely saturated as against the demand on this sector, on this hugely utilized sector. So that is why a complete strategy has been planned to augment the infrastructure on this heavily utilized network areas. And all the works have been identified, they have been sanctioned, and they are being progressively sanctioned as well. So it means, increasing the lines at places up to six lines on the network and taking care of all the cross movements and having rail over rail flyovers so that you avoid congestion points. So with this huge amount of capex which is coming in, the infrastructure is being upgraded and augmented in a very, very big way.
About capacity building, I understand that 1,400 locomotives have been produced in this calendar year already. We're talking about for freight traffic, 2 lakh new wagons have been added to the fleet, 1.6 billion tons of cargo for the previous financial year, 2024 to 25. Of course, March 31st is when the financial year comes to an end. How do you see all of this procurement taking place by the Indian Railways? How are they computing, calculating that this is a demand being placed on the Indian Railways and this is a capacity building that is required?
Yes, apart from just building the tracks, we require the locomotives, we require the wagons, we require the coaches, and we need them to be efficient and we need them to be safe. So with that kind of a requirement and with an assessment of the kind of traffic projection which is there for both passenger and cargo for 2030 and 47, this production plan is in place. And therefore, you see that the production is being ramped up. And this 1,400 locomotives that we will be manufacturing this year are going to surpass the capacity which is there in very major countries in the rest of the world. And we are looking at the export market. So apart from the fact that we are going to meet the domestic requirement of these assets, whether they are locomotives, wagons or coaches, we are also looking at the world and turning India into a manufacturing hub for railway technology, railway assets, and even in terms of expertise of construction. We have come up with a tunneling technology which is there specifically for the Himalayan topology, which is not there in the rest of the world. And this Himalayan tunneling method is something that we are the experts. and we would be offering our expertise to the rest of the world. So apart from taking care of our own domestic requirements for manufacturing and capacity building, we are also looking at the world market, and we are becoming ready to cater to the world market which is out there.
So we have this factory at Madhepura in Bihar where export-based locomotives are being manufactured. There's also procurement of 17,000 non-AC coaches, which is at 2.5 times the rate if you compare it to AC coaches, so that it caters to the poor and, more importantly, those whose purchasing power is quite low. Could you tell us something about that? And, of course, the manufacture of Namo trains, 15 number.
Yes, this is with respect to the passenger traffic. And for passenger traffic, for ensuring that the passenger experience is transformed into a world-class experience, we already have the Vande Bharat trains in place. We are augmenting that manufacturing into sleeper class Vande Bharat as well. And we expect that 250 Vande Bharat sleeper trains will be manufactured. Similarly, the Amrit Bharat trains are the non-AC version of these trains, which are again carrying Vande Bharat kind of facilities. They are non-AC, therefore they are meant for the masses, and they are going to give world-class experience of a safe and secure and smooth travel, jerk-free and a very comfortable ride across the country. So there will be 100 Amrit Bharat trains which will be non-AC, and they will be looking at the masses which are traveling across the country. The Namo Bharat trains are going to be the short distance trains, which will again be on the Vande Bharat platform, and they will be offering that kind of world-class experience for short-distance travel. So every sector of passenger traffic is being focused and targeted for an upgraded transport passenger experience.
Mrs. Sinha, since the theme all throughout has been that not only do you have to cater to the needs of passengers and businesses in terms of freight traffic, you have to ensure safety as well. I understand that the top priority of the Union Minister, Ashwini Vaishnaw, is to ensure that the technology is infused into the entire system. So we are talking about 41,000 LHB coaches which are being prepared, and all ICF coaches, which are the legacy coaches, they're being converted to the LHB coaches. Tell us something about the Kavach system, the long rails, electronic interlocking, and the fog safety devices, which is making the entire network safe.
Yes, safety is of course the top priority, and therefore the ICF coaches which are there, the older coaches, as you said, legacy coaches, they are going to be replaced, and they will be completely phased out by the LHB coaches, which are better. They are steel body coaches. They are much sturdier. They have anti-telescopic properties. They do not turn turtle, and therefore they are much, much safer for a passenger traffic, and they are capable of going at higher speeds as well. So the focus is on absolutely, completely replacing the ICF coaches that are there. So that is why the LHB production has been ramped up, so that we ensure that these ICF coaches have a replacement. Then if we are talking of Kavach, Kavach is a technology which is a device which ensures that no collisions take place. But it is not just a simple device that you put it. It is something which has to be put all across the network on every locomotive which is there and every station which is there. It's a huge exercise. So the technology is indigenous. That is the best thing about us, that this technology, again, India takes pride in developing this technology, and it is very competitive. It is as good as the world technology in this regard. And we hope that once we have proven it, it will be ready for export for the rest of the world.
And finally, my sustainability question. You mentioned about scope 1 net zero by 2025 and scope 2 net zero by 2030. Very briefly, for the benefit of our listeners, could you tell us what the sustainability targets are?
Yes, the sustainability targets are complete electrification of the network, so that you are away from diesel, etc., so that the emissions are brought down. Diesel will be used only for some disaster backup plans. And to ensure that the electricity that is coming in and the energy which is being used is coming from renewable sources and from green sources, the target is 2030.
Well, thank you so much, Mrs. Jayavarma Sinha, former chairperson of the Railway Board, for talking to us at length, the government's commitment for a sustainable and modern railway network.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to our discussion on government's commitment for sustainable and modern railway network. The participants were Jayavarma Sinha, former chairperson, Railway Board, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.